Go.
Welcome, everyone. This is Ann Deidre with the Intuitive Living Global Summit, and it's been a spectacular experience. It's day 8, and it's been such a privilege and honor to connect with all of you and to share the amazing gifts and talents and abilities that I've had the privilege and honor of working with these women in a 6-month program and launching here live for the past week and a half. So tonight is no exception. We have a fabulous expert. Her name is Colleen Chanel, and her topic is bringing your twin flame love and prosperity through song. So please welcome Colleen Chanel.
Hello, everyone. Welcome.
Just love that voice already. You can feel the power and the energy. Colleen is an international singer. I'll tell you a little bit more about her in a moment. Like I've been sharing throughout this event, that I've had the honor of working with Colleen in a few of my programs, and it's been a joy to watch her continue to develop the intuitive gifts that she has naturally and now help share them through this medium of song and sound healing and vibration and frequency. And so she will be an upcoming featured author in my The Inner Circle Chronicles Book 5 series, and she has a very fascinating story to share in that book. And as well, we're going to find a little bit more about her personal story in just a moment that she'll share. But Colleen Chanel is an international award-winning continental song stylist, world-class entertainer, transformational concept songwriter, recording artist, actress, global keynote performer, speaker, MBA, co-creative lifestylization coach, inspirational author, certified esoteric healing facilitator, certified angel reader, certified love master, and illuminating divine singing oracle. Colleen Chanel has graced the international stage as well as the global entertainment business for over 25 years. This gifted chanteuse has been honored throughout the world with numerous awards in music performance and multimedia entertainment, while being acknowledged and sought after in the metaphysical, conscious business, keynote performance, healing, and humanitarian communities. Ms. Chanel is a native of California, although Colleen considers herself now to be a citizen of the world. She received her BA from the University of Santa Clara and an MBA from the College of Notre Dame. Among Colleen's many academic diplomas and financial licenses, she is also an esoteric healing graduate from the International Health Network in the UK and a certified love master. Colleen Chanel has been an avid metaphysical student throughout her life and an intuitive visionary lifestyleization coach after completing the Awakened coaching program in 2012. Prior to fulfilling her dreams in entertainment, Ms. Chanel was a successful stockbroker, investment and financial strategist, mutual fund manager, and investment analyst consultant for a prestigious commercial real estate firm in San Francisco. Currently, Colleen is recording her 9th CD with original continental songs in French, Italian, and Spanish. She will be featured as the illuminating divine singing oracle with new mystical gifts, personal musical channel readings, and much more on this summit here. Her debut as a published author will be featured in Book 5 of the best-selling series, The Inner Circle Chronicles, coming out fall-winter 2016. Colleen is also continuing her global financial market education and cryptocurrency certification at One Academy. Well, Colleen, I thought I'd seen a bio. I thought mine was I'm just so amazed and in awe of all the numerous and variety of things that you've done. And I'd love you to tell your story about, how did you go from, being a stockbroker to a singer? I love hearing that, and I'd like you to share that. Just anything you'd like to share about what life was like before you connected with your music and your creativity with that particular modality.
Well, I was always empathic, had an imagination, imaginary friends, which were angels, of course, but no one paid any attention to me. But I used to play CEO in my playhouse. I remember sharing that with you, and you thought that was hilarious. I just thought that was normal. Of course, all my friends, I'd ask them to be my secretary, and that didn't go over too well. So I was alone a lot playing in my CEO office in my playhouse.
So how old were you? An 8-year-old CEO. Now that just says something about listening, finding your dreams early in life and sticking sticking to them, yeah.
I was always coined in my family the smart one. So it was always expected of me and I to go to college, and I loved business. My father was an entrepreneur, and I followed him around and learned so much about the business world, started working for him in fifth grade, although I was only filing, but still, yeah, I was working. And I loved it. I loved the business side and commerce and all of that. So I just really, I knew I'd always get my MBA. When I was my undergraduate, I started out in economics, and then I decided, well, I am getting my MBA. Why should I waste my time? So I majored in the Romance language with a minor in Renaissance art history. And then I decided to get my MBA, and I got that in finance and marketing. I also then was engaged and got married, moved to Los Angeles, and went into the stock brokerage, got trained back in New York. I was very successful at a very young age because my husband at that time became a workaholic, and so I became a workaholic, and I just thought, oh, I guess this is the way marriage is. And it really wasn't. It was a devastating marriage. We were not emotionally connected. He became someone I didn't know the night we got married, and we didn't know each other for about 2 years. But then we moved to Fresno, California, which I had never wanted to move there, but because I was a good wife, good Catholic wife, I moved there with him and left a very successful business. I did start up again, but within a month, my office building had burnt down. I found out I was pregnant and lost a child, and then he came home after we bought this huge home of 10,000 square feet with a front yard of 5 acres and said, I shouldn't be married. And I was devastated. I was thought that my marriage would be forever, and it wasn't. So there was nothing I could do. He would not go to counseling, as he had promised prior to marriage, and that was it. He just shouldn't be married. That was the only explanation. So what happened was we did go through a really financially devastating divorce for me, which was about 5 years. And within that time, I moved up to San Francisco and was working as the first investment analyst for a commercial real estate firm. And so I was very content. I was not thrilled. I had a great office overlooking the bay. I had a secretary. I had a salary, which was important to me. And I lived in the Marina District, which was great. But I was a mess. I was not knowing if I was coming or going. And shortly after that, my parents had bought a place in Santa Cruz, California, in a summer place. So I went to go visit them. And on the way back, I got hit by a truck head on. And from that moment on, I had 6 months, I could not walk. And I had to stop working. So I had the choice of either living with my parents, because financially I wasn't doing too well, or living in the home in Santa Cruz. So I chose Santa Cruz, which was a wise decision. And at that time, I was laying there being a very angry, much in pain person. And I bought a singing machine, which is now they call karaoke. And so I'd lay back and I'd sing all these hurtful, especially country western songs about how that man left me.
Oh, my goodness.
Really sad. Then I went into the blues. And then I started coming out of things. And it was like divine inspiration. I said, well, I have nothing anymore. Let's get divorced. Let's just borrow the money, do it, and get on with my life. So I did. I borrowed the money, which was quite a bit, but I had a lot of credit cards at the time, and paid them off, got the divorce finalized, and then I decided to go into music. I said, well, I think I can sing. My mother was with MGM Studios prior to when she got married. She was an actress and a singer, and then my grandmother was on Broadway, and she was one of the first Rockettes, so it's in my family, and she was also a wonderful actress and storyteller. So I said, well, why not? So I just started creating me, and I sang everything. As a matter of fact, my mother, I was down in Hollywood at one point in time, and I was with an agent, and he said, well, what do you want to be named as? And Colleen Toscano, which was my given name, was too hard to spell and pronounce. So she was putting on some Chanel number 5, and she said, well, how about Chanel? Colleen Chanel, and then CC for short, if you ever go country western. Because at that time, I had no idea. I just sang everything. I was
sang
just trying
book,
my chops.
Right?
Yes, exactly. But I realized with my languages, and I was intuitively brought up on a lot of the 30s and the 40s, but I was intuitively channeling Marlene Dietrich and some other people, and I hadn't known that at the time. But I just knew the words. I just knew the music, and I'd never heard it before. So luckily I'd found in Santa Cruz a retired wonderful musical director who was used to be with the Nelson Reel Orchestra in New York. He had lived in those times, and he says, oh, you shouldn't be singing things like New York, New York. You are a diva. You need to move on and move up. So he really groomed me. It was just a beautiful relationship, but he was also very spiritual. And he belonged to Noetic Sciences, and so we had a lot of metaphysical discussions, which was great, and then we'd get into our music and just have a great time. So that was really shaping me, and then I said, well, I've got to start making some money. I was selling advertising for a senior newspaper at the time, and I said, well, it's time. I'm going to put together a show, at that time it was a tape and a video, and I'm going to Europe because I want to travel. And I'm sure I could, you know, work a little bit and then play a little bit. So that's what I did. And I got a quartet together. And from there, it took off to getting all my orchestrations, because what I found also that was an angel in my life. He used to be with Frank Sinatra, and he happened to be in the quartet of the first show I did. He heard me, and he was playing the saxophone, and he said, you need an orchestra behind you. You are that powerful. And I said, okay. Why not? I just went with the flow. And I realized that was a great idea, because he made me orchestrations from single accompaniment up until I could go with a full symphony, which I have done for pops and things like that. And that made me very versatile, because every time I tried to get musicians together to be serious and go on a tour, when I would get them, because I did all the business and I was my agent, manager, producer, everything, plus the headliner, it didn't work out. So I just took everything with me, went over to Europe, started attending the business side of music, and made my connections. I would go after the sessions, and we'd go get a drink, and I would sit there, and I'd say to the piano player, oh, by the way, do you happen to know this or that? I'd get up and sing. They heard me. I'd get hired. And that's how I progressed. I've spent a lot of time in a lot of countries and ended up in the last, well, I've been doing it for over 25 years. So I have traveled all over the world. I've had an orchestra, 15-piece orchestra, with a show called The New Ages Continental, which evolved, and I was doing splendidly until my mother got sick, and I knew that I had to come back and be there with her. I thought it'd only be 3 months, but then it was 3.5 years, which was a blessing, because my dad died a month after that, and then my uncle, who was like my mother and father, died after that. So, and that's when my darkest night of the soul happened, which I'm not going to go into much, but that also opened me up to more intuitive gifts and healing. And I was so devastated that I even had to ask a priest for toilet paper at one point financially. I'd gone from being quite productive and very successful financially and professionally to living in my car, living in a place, being protected by the government, actually, because my life was in danger. And that'll go into more in my book and everything. And also, then I was finally, I had bought a house here before all this had happened in North Carolina, and I bought it for cash. And luckily, I came back to it. I didn't have any other cash, but so I didn't have enough money to turn on the heat or anything in this big house. But luckily, the church helped out with some food, and I did get my toilet paper from the priest, which was so nice.
Thank you.
And then from there, I started coming back to who I was after I sold the house. So that has been the last couple of years. And I've integrated everything that I had learned along the way and all the modalities. And while I was in my dark night of the soul, I still got my certification as a coach. So, yeah, I kept my mind busy. And I had a lot of angels that came in and helped me along the way, angels that were above and also here on earth. So I feel very blessed and very fortunate to be talking to you today.
Oh, and I as well, Colleen. I recognize so many things in your story that do seem so divinely guided. And a question's coming up. When did you realize that your music could be transformational and had healing properties and divine messages? One thing to be the kind of incredible singer that you are, internationally known, and the voice and energy that you have, and then blending that with this work now, was there a moment while you were singing that you knew? How did you like merge that, and when?
Yes, I was given the opportunity. I was supposed to be singing at an international congress at Oxford University, and the day before I left, Princess Diana was in her accident and passed away. And the people who were attending the Congress were all international ambassadors from all over the world, cultural. There were diplomats and so forth that were going to be at the concert. So we decided, obviously, to just make sure that we did something very special in her name. And at that time, the Mother Teresa passed away, as you also know. And there were the delegates from Calcutta that were going to be there. And so we just meshed that. It was primarily for Princess Diana, but, of course, it was a very holy occasion. And I ended up working with someone I had never met before. He was brilliant. He couldn't speak English. He was from Japan, but he actually was Russian. But I could emote. He told me I was an actress. I don't know how that all came about, but we ended up putting together a program, and I did a song that came to me. It was divinely inspired to do it at the end, of which I'll sing it for you tonight. It was written primarily for a friend of mine who was a chiropractor who was delivering her first baby, and she had wanted a song that the baby would be familiar with and be soothed with during her pregnancy for 9 months. And so it was just an amazing, amazing song. And I could sing it right now for you if you'd like me to.
Sounds like a beautiful time to do that. I can hardly wait. Sure. Please do.
Well, also, it'll help with the energies with everyone. And it might get you into a space. And would you mind if I said my prayer right now? And I
absolutely.
Also, I'll do that.
Do.
Okay. If everyone would consciously breathe three deep breaths, and focus at the base of your spine. And this will help not only to ground you, but to connect to the higher realms, and will also create more space within you to receive and within myself. So let's take three deep breaths. One. Two. Three. a loved creator, divine light beings and guides, a pure, sacred, all-encompassing love. Elegantly grace all our intuitive songs, angel readings today with illuminating aligned messages, healing, and empowering vibrational frequencies coupled with the most personalized blessings that serve the highest good of all for everyone present, in the future, the replays, and beyond. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a soul like me. Was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. May the Lord Mighty God bless and keep you forever, bring you peace, perfect peace, bless your every endeavor, lift up your eyes and see God's face and His grace forever. May the Lord Mighty God bless and keep you forever. Amen.
Wow, Colleen. That was exquisitely beautiful. Whew.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, my gosh. We're going to be, Colleen is going to be offering oracle divine messages in song. So if you raise your hand at star 2, she will intuitively connect with your energy and sing part of a song as a message to you tonight. So it's a real treat. I said I've been at the blessing of working with Colleen, and I've received some songs that have been life-changing. You know, Colleen, there's really such a pure tone that I've noticed since I started hearing you sing. And you know, that there's healing. And I said, you know, so it is sound healing. So can you tell everyone what is sound healing to you? Because you definitely have it. Like, this is like transformational music. What is sound healing to you?
Well, sound healing to me, and as I understand also on the intellectual side, and as a modality, we are all energy based, obviously, as the prior speakers have mentioned, and we all have frequencies. And some have lower frequencies, some have higher frequencies. But within our body, in our ethereal body, we have distinct frequencies. And all our organs have distinct frequencies. And so sounds such as words, as we know, are very powerful. The tones, the music instrumentally, has color and texture, and there's so much that goes on, and I won't go on because it's a lengthy discussion, but I'd love to discuss it with anyone who would like to share it. Sometime I think I'll do a workshop on it, as a matter of fact.
Oh, definitely.
But, yes, I would love to do that. But just in simplicity, What it does is that, especially my singing and music, I call it mainstream spiritual, because even a song like
yeah.
New York, New York can be extremely healing. And I realized that even when I was out there performing in front of 10,000 people and so forth, I did more mainstream music, and then I started getting into more original and creative, although I always listened to metaphysical music, New Age music, and music with messages, and which I just loved. So I've been influenced by a lot of different genres. But what sound healing actually does, it can clear out any obstruction that's in your chakra area. And the chakra pillar needs to be clear and clean in order to be healthy in your body, because it translates into all your organs. And also it needs to be in balance and harmony. And music and sound have been around for so long and are ancient. And I think a lot of what I remember, and I'm beginning to remember as I open myself up, and I think many of us have, moving from the third dimension into the fifth dimension, is that we want to get back to neutrality. We want to get back to harmony. And therefore, we can live more in the present from there. Whereas in the third dimension, we are always living in chaos and
yeah.
confusion and suffering. Whereas in the fifth dimension, it actually is beautiful, it's a higher frequency, but it also is neutrality. So we are more of all of who we can be. And sound healing is incredibly a part of the universe, and it is incredibly healing. So there is just so much to it, and I'm
yeah.
excited about the higher field. It's opening up, and that's where my esoteric healing comes through. Even though I wasn't into music, I understand a lot of the theory behind it. I actually took the esoteric healing because I had a problem with overwhelm for standing ovations of more than, you know, there'd be 10,000 people
yeah.
wanting me to come back, and I'd go lock myself into my dressing room.
Oh, my goodness. I totally get that. Psychic ears are highly sensitive. Yeah. Oh,
yes,
goodness.
Extremely sensitive. So through that, which helped me balance with a lot of the energy work, and I was so fascinated with it, that's why I continued on. It was more for myself than going into it. But then since then, I have facilitated and done some work in it, because as my gifts expand, as you know, and I own them, it just is just amazing. And with the music, I am so happy that it's all integrating, because I love to sing. Mm-hmm. I love to share that, and it's my pure joy and heart. And now it's a wonderful healing and manifesting modality for me.
Yes.
That's where
in
right
fact,
now.
In fact, my next question, I can hardly wait to ask you, is did you feel creativity and musicality played a part in finding your twin flame as you have? That was, again, when, like I said, working with Colleen over the winter, spring, in my email, I had a quite delightful surprise. Would you like to share that experience, Colleen?
Well, yes, you know, and I was thinking about this and reminiscing, and it's been just so new to me, and it's made my entire life make sense, even though I was not looking for it, because I was fine by myself. I have been by myself for so long. that,
me, myself, and
yeah,
I, we're good.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm happy. I've traveled the world by myself. I meet people if I want to. I have my space. I go to movies by myself if I have, you know, if I want to
yeah.
do something, I do it. So I was on a cruise that I was scheduled to be on, and was into the Caribbean. And the first night I was there, and actually I was there to write the chapter in my book, which still haven't done the chapter. I'm sorry.
But you were here to sing, too, right? I know. We were working together.
Yeah, I was
here. You were like, well, I know my chapters do, but I'm going to take you tell the story, but you were there singing.
Well, my whole idea
was
to use the time during the day and evening and look out, because I've been to the Caribbean quite a few times, been on plenty of cruises, and use that to create, of course, you know, and to move forward, you know, with my new projects and everything. And so the first night, I met these two women while I was, we were doing the life jacket drill, and they said, oh, just one drink, we're leaving, come up, and we met some nice people, and we'll introduce you, just have one drink. So I said, okay. I was pretty tired, and I just said, okay, so I go up there, and a gentleman sits down, and two gentlemen actually sat down. Actually, one was a priest, which did not look like a priest because he was drinking and smoking, and I didn't find that out till later on, but he was a joy. Actually, I ended up singing for midnight mass for him, which was a gift. But this other gentleman sat down, a very pleasant-looking man, and we started talking, and he was nice. And you know, I still was in the space like, okay, I'm just taking it all in, half asleep. And then he mentioned about everybody was going to the formal dining room, and I was not dressed formally, and he neither was he. And he said, well, let's, you know, go to the buffet. I'm going there. And I said, okay. So we started talking, and then we started talking. And then all of a sudden, I started to light up. He was just a very interesting and fascinating person. And actually, we started talking about the book. The next day, we met for lunch, and I brought my pen and paper because he had such great ideas. I said, oh, maybe this will be my solution.
I love it.
And we sort of went from there. Within, oh, gosh, well, it was Christmas. I was actually on the ship for 10 days. I think he was on for 11 or 12 more days. Anyway, I can't even remember. It just seems like a dream. So he suggested, he said, you know, we have something special here. Why don't you stay on and see where this goes? And I just said yes, which I surprised myself. I'm going, what in the world am I doing? I know.
I got the email.
Yeah, I know.
My chapter's not going to be ready. I'm staying another week or something like that. I was like, okay.
So I did stay the week, and by New Year's, we were engaged.
That was a good week.
That was a good week. It was a good week. And we are very, very different. But as you said, you know, if we were on a dating site, we would have never met because we are so different on paper. But together we make sense. I mean, it is a beautiful compliment. He's so supportive. And actually, he's on the line right now if you'd like to talk to him.
I would. And I'm going to do that right now because I was remarking this person, Dave, it's such an honor to meet you. Thank you so much for participating. I've seen you here all week, and I just found out you are, you know, happily engaged to my dear friend Colleen. So welcome. And Colleen said it was okay if I asked you, like, when you met Colleen, if you want to share your story about that. So hi, Dave. It's nice to meet you.
Oh, thank you. It was just a remarkable presence. You know Colleen. I was entranced the moment I met her, and I had no idea she was as talented as she was in terms of her singing. And she sang a song for me on the Lido deck. Unbeknownst to us, there must have been 50 or 60 people listening. And when she finished, they were all clapping. It was just magical.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I bet. She does have that. And thank you so much for being a part of this event. Your energy.
Oh, it's been a fascinating event, and I've learned quite a bit, and it's opened up my eyes to some new vistas that I hadn't hitherto considered. So
that's so great. So great. Well, thank you. I'm going to have Colleen in just a moment offer some readings. I just have one more question for you, Colleen, okay? And I can hardly wait. A lot of hands are up, and thank you, Dave, again.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So, Colleen, how do you help others find their soulmate twin flame through music? And I encourage you all, and I also want you to let people know about your free gift, because, you know, Colleen does Walker Walk, Trucker Talk. She has incredible abilities to transform through music, and finding her partner the way she has, is, and now you're helping other people do that through music and song. So I want to ask you about that, how you help others do that, and then tell everybody about your free gift, because they can get that at intuitivelivingglobalsummit.com/opt-in/Colleen C. And we are going to post all the replays and the speakers' free gifts at the end of the event, and we'll keep that up for about a week or so, so you can all go ahead and grab those gifts from all of the speakers. I highly recommend that you really stay in touch and receive the benefits of the special free gifts that this, all the speakers have put together just for this event. So, Colleen, back to how do you help others find their soulmate through your twin flame? They'll see in a moment when they even start singing songs to them. They'll get it. But how does that work for you?
This is a new and evolving process, and everyone is unique. But I know for me, the special gift that I'm offering, actually, I had done, before my mother got sick, and I was in the recording studio. I know it was about my fourth or fifth CD. It's an original one. And I had done some extreme healing vibrationally with the frequencies and with the songs on my first CD, which was a celebration to life of this series. And there's three of them with three songs each on them, and they're all original, of which I conceived and recorded. But the second one was all about love, and I had wanted to do one about manifesting my soulmate. So my musical director and I got into the studio, got on the piano, and he's brilliant. We were just so much in sync. All of a sudden, I could just start feeling. He started playing the music, and then I could feel the words coming, and so many feelings. I actually could feel the light and the spirit of, I like to call them divine soul partners. Sometimes when you call them soul, not soulmates, but twin flames. My idea of a twin flame is one whole and then the second whole both coming together interdependently. And that's exactly what happened to me. But the song I'm offering is Your Tenderness. And when you hear this song, it is quite amazing. It is actually my personal divine love partner manifestation song that I did intentionally embed with quantum healing frequencies coupled with the elegant melodies and some sacred tones and high vibrationally aligned words. So my primary concept of this song was to open my own heart while feeling and manifesting my new and existing divine beloved partner. And so that's exactly what I did. And what I do when I'm working with people is to first go through a divine song. I channel the song, the message, the heart. We start connecting. I also do an angel reading. And that empowers me and empowers the other person with not only a message, but starts to open them up to see what may be possible and where there may be some blocks, which my specialty is in the second and the fourth chakra, which is the sacral, and the fourth, which is the heart. So I not only open the heart, but there's usually a lot of work to be done in the second chakra, and so we can do that through tones, through talking, through different modalities that I know and I can use with my intuitive gifts. So it's just unfolding to be a really fun and magical and profoundly changing experience.
Well, I've loved working with you this whole time and witnessing the unfolding of all of this. And really, we have a number of hands raised, a number of questions on the webcast. So are you ready to take some callers, Colleen?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, yes.
Okay. All right. Let's see. We are going. I'm going to call on someone here in Utah, and that is the lovely Diane. Diane, would you like a song from Colleen?
Yes, I would love to hear her beautiful voice and all of her wonderful energy.
Oh, hi, Diane. Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you. Okay, let me tune in. I cried a tear, you wiped it dry. I was confused, you cleared my mind. I sold my soul, you bought it back for me and held me up and gave me dignity. Somehow you needed me. You gave me strength to stand alone again, to face the world out on my own again. You put me high upon a pedestal, so high that I could almost see eternity. You needed me. You needed me. Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Hmm. Diane.
Thank you.
Does that resonate with you at all?
Oh, yes, it certainly did. You hit it right on the money there, girl, and I thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, I feel a presence here that wants to share with you how much you're very loved and to move forward with your life in love and light and joy. And I also want to, let me do an angel reading right now for you also. I feel drawn to that. It's the card of surrender and released, and has a beautiful angel on it. And that to me means to just really trust what's going on with you at this present moment and know that your heart is opening back up again, and to allow that to happen and just surrender. Surrender to the beauty that is unfolding.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want to thank you for allowing me to use your song. I feel so blessed by that. And you'll never know how much that meant to me. It had special meaning to me. And it makes
me cry. Oh, that's okay.
Cry.
That's okay. Go ahead.
But they're happy tears, happy tears. Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of times tears are just so healing. They really are. And as you know, the eyes are the windows to the soul. And so sometimes we need to just release. And in releasing, there can be joy, too. There can be a lot of joy in releasing. So never be afraid to express yourself and be who you are, because you're just this beautiful, beautiful spirit, and it's been an honor and a privilege to read for you. Thank you so much. I feel very blessed.
Thank you. Love and light.
Thank you,
Love
Diane.
Love and light to you.
Okay. I'm going to – thank you, Colleen. I'm not sure I've ever been speechless, but I'm going to, like, keep – that was just amazing. All that practice and whoa. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I know the feeling very well.
Okay. We got a number of hands raised, so the blessing of a song message from Colleen Chanel this evening. I am going to – I'll be on the webcast as well. Rock Island, Illinois, number ending 9588. What's your first name?
Hello, this is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda?
Yes.
Thanks for being with us. Okay, so Colleen will be giving you a, if with everybody, this is, Colleen's going to intuitively tune in and sing you a song. Are you ready, Colleen?
Certainly. Is there any specific question that you have?
Yeah, specifically, I guess what I've been trying to do is get my financial game on and sell a business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I was tuning into that. I didn't think it was about love, but of course that's part of it. That'll open up for you too. What I have found, and I'm seeing it to be a theme out in the world right now, is if we can start attracting the financial, as we open up, everything else will start falling into place also, because we're not coming from lack anymore. We're coming from expansiveness and fullness.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to me. I finally was also, I got into the cryptocurrency and all of a sudden, couple of weeks before. Mm-hmm. So let me see. Let me just tune into you. Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or just never belong, I've got to be me. I've got to be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to live, not merely survive. And I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I've gotta be free. I've gotta be free. Willing to try to do it or to die. I've gotta be me. Are you still there?
Yes. That hit
what
it right
that?
On the nail.
You hit it on the nail again, Colleen. That's right. Yes.
May I ask what type of business or job you're looking for?
I'm doing both, but it's actually a conference, a payment conference.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. And is it something you enjoy? Is that part of you expressing your gift?
I think it's come to an end, so I'm looking to sell it and move.
Wonderful. I felt it was a move in your future, and that will moving to a different place with different energies and more divinely aligned vibrational frequencies will really open you up, and it will help with what you need to do out into the world, which is much greater and bigger. And you need to be true to who you are and really come from that spot of divine alignment and authenticity. And I see that in you. You're a very authentic person. And it's like, just please give me a little light and space to express myself and allow the money to come in. Money is energy. And some of that song, gosh, I used to sing it when I was little, as a matter of fact. And it was when I was being the singing NBA at the time. And money would start flowing in. And there was something within the vibrational frequency, and especially tuning in to yours today. And would you mind if I go ahead and give you an angel reading real quick?
Sure, that'd be great.
See what
that'd
the message great. Is. Okay. Divine guidance. That's no surprise. So all you need to do is open up and really finish. This is a year, it's a 9 year in numerology, and it is a endings. We have a lot of endings going on, and it's very powerful with all the energies going on in the cosmos that we align ourselves with our truth and our heart and our joy. So stay in joy, and that will guide you.
Thank you.
You are entirely welcome. Thank you, and many blessings.
Me too.
Thank you for being a part of this event, Amanda.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. What a great community here we have, and we are going right now to. Dave has his hand raised, and I would like to know, Dave, a song from Your Dear Fiancé is on its way.
Thank you.
Oh, my. Okay, let me tune in. Oh, by the way, I miss you, honey. I miss you. He's in Canada. I'm here in the United States. But soon. He was so generous to give me space to do all my projects that I've needed to get done before we get married.
True partner. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, happy together. Now won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny. We're in. Oh, we're out of the money, but I'm gonna love you, come rain or shine. That's what came through.
Oh, my word.
That was very emotional. Thank you.
Wait a second, I have an angel reading for you, honey.
let me
tune in to the angels. Did that resonate with you at all? I know you haven't heard me
indeed.
Sing that before. Oh, sweetie, I'm glad. Okay. Perfect. Balance. The angels are just expressing to you that the balance and harmony in your life is beginning to be, and just go with the flow and follow your energy.
Thank you, Colleen. That was wonderful.
Well, you're entirely welcome. Many, many blessings and lots of hugs. I love you.
I love you. Thank you.
Thank you both. I feel a great privilege of sharing the love here for our divine community, for Colleen and everything you embody. And so thank you, Dave, so much for being here all week the way you have. And it's been wonderful to
thank you.
Have this experience and share them. You help, you know, we can share your joy, and thank you for that. Okay. So right now we are going to Texas, cell phone ending in 3235. Hi and welcome. What's your name, please?
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. Welcome. And do you have a question for Colleen?
I'm just going to let Colleen do whatever she feels guided to do.
Oh, I would love to do that for you, Vicki. Okay, let me tune in.
Born free, as free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart, leave
free and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you each time you look at a star. Stay free with no walls behind you. You're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide. Born free, and life is worth living, but only worth living, 'cause you're born free.
Wow, Colleen, that was beautiful.
May I do an angel reading for you? What did that resonate with your heart?
Of course, yeah.
Of course.
I mean, of course, I would love an angel reading.
I know, we love this. I love my event because I train all the ladies in intuitive abilities, and we feel things and we share them, and it's so wonderful when it says, of course, like, because intuition, you're never, like, quite sure, although you feel very sure, right, Colleen? So, yes.
Yes.
We love that answer. Of course you nailed it, Colleen.
You have such a beautiful life, Vicki. Your heart light is just expanding. I can feel the warmth and the love and the creativity and possibility that's unfolding within you and in front of you. So let's see what the angels have to say. Aha. This is perfect for you. There's a little girl, and it's a guardian angel card. And she's sitting down, and she just has her hands over her face like, oh, not again. What is happening? I'm trying to follow my heart. I'm doing the right thing. I'm a good person. And your guardian angel is there. And, oh, there's water. Right behind her, there's like an ocean in the mountain that you could see with flowers all around. And you're in a garden. And she's gently blessing you and saying, hold on. The best is yet to come.
Wow. Thank you.
You're entirely welcome. And thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Yes. Thank you. Okay, we're going to the webcast. So if you've been on the webcast, I'm going to be able to take a number. And I've got to check in with you, Colleen. We are at the top of the hour, and we do have a number of people raised hands and possibly five or six or more webcast requests. So how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm feeling great. Okay. Well, I always check in around this time, and I'm sure everybody will be so pleased. I've got Glory here in Mexico. I'm going to read this question to you, and it's a webcast, so you won't hear the person
live.
Now,
read it very slowly.
I will.
Very slowly,
yes.
So I can tune into the energy. Okay.
Yes. Hi, Gloria from Mexico. Gloria's been, I love connecting with all of you. I recognize names from my community for the number of years I've been doing this. So, hi, Gloria in Mexico. She writes, Anne, please can I get a reading from Colleen today? My only son died in 2007 after I prayed to open my heart to love. Years passed that in January 2015, I met a very eccentric gentleman on a cruise. Since then, art has taken us to Paris, Italy, England, and many other places. Is this man my soulmate, twin flame, or not sure, or question mark? Never had a man treat me so well, spoil me. Not sure I ever experienced real love. Chemistry is off for me, although I feel something. He just asked me to take our relationship more serious, long term, to move in with him, moving out of Mexico to the USA. I'd love some clarity, wisdom, insight. Thanks, ladies. Okay, thanks, Gloria, for your question. I know.
Colleen, wow, I really feel the energy on that one.
Okay. I'm sitting down.
Okay. Sit down. Okay.
tanto tiempo disfrutamos de amor. Nuestra música carmen, tanto así que yo guardo tu sabor, pero tú ya vas también sabor a mí. Si negares mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría con dejarte conversar. Tanta vida yo te di, con profuesta y energía, sabor a mí. I'm so helpless when you touch me, feeling feelings that I've never felt before. Oh, my darling, say you love me. If you love me, I'll be yours forevermore. So I beg you to be gentle with my heart. Promise me that we'll never, ever part. Through each night and through each day, through the years that pass away, sabor a mí. Woo, that one came strong. Oh, my. Let me do an angel card reading for you.
Fabulous.
Oh, my. It's perfect. And that's what I felt through that whole song. Oh, that you're not only getting support from him and other people, but you're being supported in the angel realm. And to accept it with grace and ease and go into your heart instead of your head and try to figure it all out. Let it unfold as it has been unfolding. If there's a lot of joy, compatibility, love, and kindness, and generosity, that makes for a wonderful relationship. So it's something, it may be temporary, but it may be for the rest of your life because things are ever changing. But if you can just stay in the present and listen, and listen with your heart, not your mind, and feel the support from the angels, you'll know. And that was what I received.
Beautiful.
And I wish
Thank you many
blessings.
Okay. Gloria, please feel free to let Colleen know how that resonated with you. And I do have a number of webcasts and numbers. I'm going to pick a few more and then go back to the conference lines. I've just got from Eric. Would you please sing a song that comes to you intuitively, Colleen?
Oh, okay. I'd love to, Eric. Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in, miracles I know still happen now and then. Step into my heart, leave your cares behind. Step into my world, being with you in mind. Knock and the door will be open. Seek and you will find the key to this world of mine. I'll be waiting here with my arms unfurled, waiting just for you. Welcome to my world. Whew. Okay,
wow.
There was a lot of joy I felt there, a lot of joy and readiness. Okay, let me see about the angels, what they have to say for Eric. Signs. Just be aware there are so many signs out there, Eric, for you that are leading you into the right direction. And again, if you could go into your heart, stay in your body, and not into the intellectual mind, or get caught up in what the collective is doing or saying or feeling. I feel that you are a very sensitive, empathic person, and you need to protect yourself a little bit more, but still stay remained open and just allow love to come in. What I do first thing in the morning is when I'm meditating, I imagine a beautiful violet, just a violet light surrounding me, and I just invoke the violet flame and allow anything that needs to be dissolved, but protecting me, that only love will come in. And when I set my day like that, a miracle can happen.
Excellent.
And that is your world. So many blessings and good luck with everything, and I'd love to hear from you, Eric.
Thank you, Colleen. I used the violet flame as well. That was a beautiful song message and tool and technique to use. Absolutely. Okay. Eric, thank you for your question. I'm going to go to Vass in the UK. Hi, Vass. Been in my community a while. I'm going to, Vass says, please, I'd like a message or reading. I felt coldness energy is, let's see, she's got a couple questions here, it looks like. I want to make sure I read the right
okay.
one. Vass would like a message or reading. So Vass is in the UK, and please, Colleen, whenever you're ready.
What was the about, she's feeling cold?
Well,
was
I'm looking at the
about,
P.S. felt coldness energy. Like
yes.
An angelic presence. Oh, yes. Yes, that's what she said. Okay. Like an angelic presence around me. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I can feel it too. Yes.
Okay.
The angels are trying to get her attention.
Okay.
That's wonderful, though. Oh, that's amazing. Because sometimes with energy and angels, you'll feel a coolness. Or you might feel a warmth. I feel coolness also. So I understand that completely. As a matter of fact, when I went through menopause, I don't know why I'm saying this, but when I went through menopause, I had cold flashes instead of hot flashes.
Oh, my word.
Who knows? Yes, I know. Anyway, I don't know why I happened to say that, but I was just guided, and you know how I am. I'm on the top of my tongue. I just say things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, now when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring down the rain, so stop your crying. Be happy again, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. Oh, I can see all the angels smiling and jumping for joy. They want you to smile and be joyful and in the moment. And also, too, I heard to be grateful for all that you do have. You have so much that so many don't. And not just physically. You're very wealthy within your heart with so much love to give. And now
in order to attract what you do need, being in joy is one of the highest vibrations that you can be. And let me pick a angel card. Haha, playfulness. The angels want you to play more, which is a good message for all of us. Because playing and joy go hand in hand. And when we're playful and we're in the moment, magic and miracles and blessings happen. So go forth and play. And many blessings.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you, Vass, for your question. Again, a couple more of the webcasts. I'm going back to the live lines. How are you doing? I know how you're doing. I know how I feel you're calling, but I just want to check in with all
I'm
my...
doing.
Okay. All right, James says, I was crossing the highway texting my girlfriend and almost got hit, but the song blaring out the car's window reminded me of my girlfriend and I stopped. What does that mean? Thank you.
That was definitely angels. Guys, they're all around and they're signs. I've had so many occasions that become near death, and when I did not listen is when things happened, especially accidents in cars. So there are many, many signs out there, and if you can just listen. And a lot of times angels will come through in frequencies through music, a lot of times through the radio. So they know your presence. That's the same thing with people who have transitioned because of their frequency. The electrical is their outlet. So lights flickering, songs, and things of this nature are really important and for you to listen to. But you are very blessed, and I am so grateful that you are still here with us. So always listen and be aware, and just know, trust your guidance and trust your intuition on top of it all, too. Your intuition is extremely keener than I think you are aware of and acknowledge to yourself. So please do.
Okay. Is there a song coming through on that, Colleen?
Oh, a song. I got some
passion
to read.
That was awesome.
Okay, let me see.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic views, there's a bar in Far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's fly off in the blue. Once I get you up there, all the air is rarefied. We'll just glide side by side. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together weather-wise. It's such a lovely day. So say the word and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a singing honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly. Come fly with me, let's fly. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Oh, I know what that was about. The eight. Sometimes these songs come through that are, you know, you say, what in the world? But she was with a friend of hers, and this all happened. It seems like, I don't know where she's living right now, but she may possibly either want to move or into another area or just traveling and being
very aware while you are traveling, because when you're traveling in the right direction, where possibly today, wherever she was going, it was not.
This is a guy that was texting, and he was texting his girlfriend. So I know you just, you know, but
But he was texting.
Yeah, he was texting her. Yeah.
Mhm. But he heard a song. Is that correct?
Yeah.
He heard a song.
Yeah.
Mhm. And so. it just came through as this. So it must be that perhaps the two of them, instead of with the texting back and forth, I don't know if they live in the same area, but possibly they need to be together and be more present and be off the technical distracting things like computers and phones and texting. And then their love will either their relationship will flourish on that. So that's what I get. I don't know.
Okay.
Let me do an angel card because
okay.
Let's see. Answered prayer. I don't know if well he had an answered prayer by not getting hit. Today, it was him, correct? That was going across the street.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
But I think you were saying,
and it was
about his girlfriend flying and taking off or something. I'm paying attention to what you're saying. I know you were.
Yes, and the flying. Yes, so that indicates to me that they need some space and time together instead of conversing back and forth like that. It needs to be more in person. And otherwise, things are going to be distracting, and also things can be deadly at times. But when you do hear a song like that, please know that the angels are with you, and they're trying to protect you and also wake you up as to what's going on around you, as your surroundings, instead of being so overly consumed with the texting going back and forth, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, thank you so much, Colleen and James. Thank you for your question. I'm going to Kavetta. Hi, Kavetta. I believe I have worked with you, and thank you for your question. It's nice to hear you, Colleen. Would you please have some song message for me? Much love and blessings.
Okay, thank you, Kavetta. Let me see what comes through.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you. And all the time you knew it. You know you always knew it.
That's what came through. I don't know. Exactly.
You're doing
it. But I do feel that it's a strong message that is aligned with her heart. So, and also the frequencies on that were strong with her. And I'd like to pick an angel card. Serenity. The angels are reminding us to stay present, especially with you, Kavetta, to stay present and to keep your heart open. And listen, because they're guarding you every step of the way, and there's so much ahead of you that is beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Just see so many bright lights around you and a lot of healing. I also feel a lot of music around you also, too. And within that serenity will come all your answers.
Great. All right. Thank you, Kavetta. These webcast questions are excellent. I'm going to just take a couple more and go back to the panel here. Gloria wrote, "Oh, Colleen, I felt the song in every cell. Love your guidance. I will listen with my heart. Love support from the angels. Need to trust that more. Feel so blessed. Thanks, Anne, for your support." Thank you, Gloria.
Thank you.
Yes, beautiful feedback. Okay, so our Robin, our featured speaker, Robin Grace, empath, says she's been receiving all the vibration, love, and healing on this call, and she'd love to receive a song. Her heart is open. So please, Colleen, for your friend Robin.
Oh, Robin, what a blessing you are. Oh, Robin. More than the greatest love the world has known, this is the love I'll give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day, more than you'll ever know. My arms long to hold you so. My life will be in your keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing, weeping, longer than always is a long, a very long time. But far beyond forever, you will be mine. Oh, I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure no one else could love you more.
Wow, that came in strong.
All right, Robin on the webcast.
Oh, wait a second. Let me do an angel reading for her.
Oh, yes.
You do an angel reading. This is so much fun. Wow, I'm getting healed and messages at the same time. So thank you all very much. We're all one. Ah, I got harmony for her. And with the music, there's an angel playing the violin, and it just feels like your entire life is coming into harmony. You are the conductor of your life, and continue to be so. And listen to the music within your heart, and all will be fine. That is what I get for Robin.
Wonderful. Thank you, Robin. Thank you for being a featured expert and for being open.
Yes, she's wonderful. Oh, very inspirational and supportive.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have a wonderful wrap party, but not yet. We're going to get together later. Got some more here. Colleen, I've got Deanna on the webcast. Hello, Anne and Colleen. Wow, an amazing angelic voice. If I could receive the song blessing and angel reading, be greatly appreciated. Been loving this summit. Love, light, and blessings to you both. And let me just say that Vass did write back. Thanks so much. I felt coldness, coolness around me as you prayed especially. Well, X for a kiss. So, Deanna,
could you
if I could receive a song. Yes. A multitasking. Let me hold on. Let me zoom back. Oh, that was Vass giving a response. You already gave her a reading. I was just going back. People are responding and thanking you. And thank you so much.
Aww.
I did feel coolness, which is the angel sign for her as you prayed, Colleen.
Yeah.
So Vass is saying thank you for that. And then Deanna says, if I could receive a song blessing, an angel reading, be greatly appreciated. I've been loving this summit. And that's Deanna in Woodbridge. So, and I'm going back to the webcast after that, and we'll just keep an eye on the time and do as many as we can tonight.
Okay, Deanna and Woodbridge. I don't know why I get this, but interesting.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Ooh, I just saw a lot of light and heard just love. There were like little notes with love all around that I felt were coming into her. Beautiful. Okay, now let me do an angel reading for her. Abundance. Beautiful. I love this card. Which is not only financial abundance. When we talk about abundance and prosperity, for me, and I think for everyone else, it's in every area of your life. And perhaps this song was about some holidays that you have not felt that prosperous and love and friendship and warmth and home, or it can be. So what the angels are telling me through this is to count your blessings. That's a song, count your blessings instead of sheep when you go to sleep.
Good.
That was from the same show. We must be channeling Bing Crosby.
With you, anything is possible, Divine Oracle.
I know. I did channel when I was in Sedona, Sammy Davis Jr. I swear I saw him in one of the rocks, and I walked into one of the the restaurants, and there was his picture signed. I was there for a spiritual retreat. Yeah, I didn't go over with the leader that well, but I swear I saw him. There he was.
I believe you.
Anyway, yes. Anyway, just focus on the abundance. Focus on your blessings. And they'll just expand, and you'll be more prosperous than you ever thought possible. And everything will be magnetized to you in divine timing.
Okay, fabulous. Thank you for your question. And
I'm trying
to move it along here because we do have a few more, and I'm so happy that you're able to spend this much time with us, Colleen.
Great.
I'm going to our friend Gina Perrone, our featured she's your Inner Circle Chronicles sister in book 4. Gina, please meet Colleen.
Hello there. Wow.
Hello, Gina.
Hi, girl.
And I trained Gina in intuitive abilities too, Colleen. I trained Gina in animal communication. So isn't this fun, Gina?
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah.
I love animals.
An angel reading too. Gina does angel reading.
An angel reading, right? Intuitive.
Yes.
I'm there.
Yep.
There you go. Oh, I'm so happy to meet you and
be a
part of
here, Colleen. You're doing a wonderful job, really. It's like I don't want to get off the phone. I just can't wait to hear you sing another show. You're so gifted. Very gifted.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Well, let me tune in for you and see what is coming to me. If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day,
You will sit beside a tour fire in the cabin and watch the barefoot gossams as they play. For the bridge is blowing o'er the sea from Ireland, are perfumed by the heather as they blow. And the women in the Atlantic and Pratties speak a language that the strangers do not know. For the strangers came and tried to teach us their ways. They scorned us just for being what we are. And they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from a star. And if there is going to be a life hereafter, and somehow I am sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
Wow. That came through so strong. I saw so many. Does that have any meaning for you?
I'm not Irish, but I just gotten two kittens, and I named one Declan and Jared, and they're Irish names. Isn't that?
Yes.
Gina.
Wow. Wow.
That's why that came through. Yes, I didn't think you were Irish, but I was wondering why that came through, and I kept feeling animals present.
Wow.
A lot of animals. Yes, maybe they're animals.
I tell you all, as I train you, just give the message, and you're doing it beautifully. Right?
Right.
Yes.
A
good example of that. You don't know why, but just go for it, and you did. So
yes.
Awesome. You get an angel reading for Gina, too, Colleen?
Yes, I'd love to do it for Gina.
Great.
Oh, freedom.
Woo.
Yeah, I love this card.
Woo.
Spirit. Freedom. Oh, let's see what the angels are trying to tell me there. Ha! Those look like they're partying. Okay. And you're just going, yes, yes, I'm finally free. I'm free to be me. And free to be me is a wonderful mantra for you. So that's what the angels are telling me. And you might want to cast that onto your little animal friends, too.
Yes, I wrote that down. Free to be me. I like that. Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
Oh, you're entirely welcome. And please give them my love.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
Thank you, Gina.
Thank you. That's a great confirmation.
You're so welcome. Yes. So welcome. Thank you for being here. And you know, as intuitives, it's not been an easy road for those of us that have this gift, and I'm so honored to work with you, Gina, and Colleen, and everybody that I've been able to, because Free to Be Me, it's in this kind of world as it's been, has not been easy for any of us. That's why this community is so important, and I'm so thankful for all of you. It means a lot. So we can all be ourselves here, our gifted, wonderful selves, and you're so welcome, and thank you too. And I love that message for you, Gina, with the Irish, because I know how what a wonderful animal communicator and loving soul you are with the animals. So again, thanks for your question and being here.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Colleen.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Okay, we're going to a few more of our friends here that have been here with us all 8 days, and Claire. Please meet Colleen.
Hello, Colleen. Thank you, all of you. This has been a great call. I love the music.
Oh, great. I'm so glad you're here. And thanks for the support. We really appreciate it so very much.
It's been great.
Sam, how may I help you?
I don't have a
service.
Huh?
How may I be of service?
I do not have a specific question. Just if there's
okay.
anything for highest and best, that would be wonderful.
Okay. Let me just tune in to you. You have such a wonderful presence. Well,
I have all these song lyrics rolling through my head, so you may be getting this. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I have no idea. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Oh, please don't take my sunshine away. One more time. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. How does
well,
that feel?
That was fun. I almost broke in with harmony there.
I love that.
You should have.
Oh, one more time. One more time.
No, no,
that
no.
was awesome.
No, no.
That was awesome.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Oh, let me
do a reading,
for you.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Please, I'd love reading for you. Know, on that note, too, this wasn't very nice, but I was at a funeral, and it was for an aunt that she wanted me to sing The Amazing Grace and everything for her, and so I did. And I'd forgotten where I was on the altar, and I said, one more time. Like, good God, you know, you really get into something.
Like, Colleen, you have an eternal joy. There is no time or space. And
No time or space.
I love it. There is no
death,
only life. Yeah.
You are definitely the sunshine in so many people's lives. So remember that and just keep shining your light. It's just beautiful. So let me, on that note... Ooh, ideas and inspiration. Woo. Oh, looks like the angels are wanting you. It's cute. This angel right now is sitting there, kind of looking like, you know, I don't know what's going on. And there's this little baby angel right behind trying to whisper in her ear saying, would you please listen? I have loads of ideas and inspiration for you. And please listen and follow your heart
Thank
and open up to it.
Thank you very much. This is great. Thank you so much, Colleen. I really appreciate it.
You're entirely welcome. And thank you for all your sunshine. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
If I'm ever on again, please join in. Very easy.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you, Claire, for being here
the whole time,
all 8 days. Appreciate it.
It's been great.
So glad. All right, and we're going to another one of our active participants. Thank you so much, Ann Kaufman. Please meet Colleen Chanel.
Hi.
Well, hi, Ann. I've known you from Jennifer McLean.
I've been on her place for years.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm so glad you're on tonight. Thank you for being here. I was feeling you.
Yeah, well, I like your singing. I come when I feel called to. I follow my intuition, and it was beautiful, and I'm down there with smoking cigars with Rudy and his buddy.
I love it.
I'm getting ready. My son comes in tomorrow with my two granddaughters, so I am flying high.
Oh, how wonderful. That's going to be a real gift. Well, I'm so glad things are working out, and I guess the fire did clear everything out for you, unfortunately.
I'm a master creator. I have the house of my dreams.
Yes.
I'm you made money on it because I didn't replace. I got rid of a lot of clutter. It solved more problems, and it just was it made it for a hard year. But it's been good. And my birthday lunch with my tennis group was today, and we have some funny cards that we exchanged. That was cute.
That's fantastic.
It's been a really good day.
Oh, beautiful. Well, your energy is just amazing, very healing and supportive.
Well, it's funny, yeah. It was that way 2 days ago, and yesterday was really low. So, you know, but I just ride the waves.
Yes, that's the way. Go with the flow, so they say. That's why I've learned to do that, too. Well, let me tune in to you, Ann, and see what I'm getting. Okay.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin? For I can't help falling in love with you.
Whew, wow, that came in strong.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I got wisdom in the show, too. Anyway.
Pardon?
No,
pardon?
I just,
Aunt?
The
you
reading I had 2 days ago found me to be a very wise person, so it's like the word wise keeps popping up for me.
Yes, that was really in the forefront, too, that came up for me. And let me see how this supports with the angel reading, because you are a very, very wise person, and you have a way of manifesting the love around you and just open and receive, because you give so much. So people are really just, they can't help falling in love with you, sweetheart.
When my sun is shining, that's very true, and that's why I want it to shine more.
Well,
I am
even
the sunshine.
Well, and you know, but even your light shines through, even on when you feel it's darkness. I know sometimes I think, oh my gosh, I'm just in this really awful mood. I'm going to go hide until I'm better, and then go out into the world. But it's not as a lot of people, it's all perception, and that doesn't necessarily, but you may think that's going on, but you have such a strong light. So then people love you. They can't help falling in love with you.
Part of it is being more vulnerable and sharing from the dark side instead of always looking happy and free. So, you know, that there's a lot of gifts in that, and I can see that.
A lot of gifts.
Now that I have gotten all the lessons from suffering, that's the lesson I got two days ago. I love that.
Your suffering is over. All
my
suffering
is over.
Is over,
yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Thank
you
so much, Ann.
Okay, well, what's my message? Yeah.
Oh, your message was friendship.
Oh, okay.
Landed in. People cannot help falling in love with the authentic, total, beautiful light of Ann. So always remember that.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
So much for
Thank
all
you.
You've given me.
Much love and gratitude to you.
Much love to you too, Ann.
Thank you, Ann, for being your beautiful present self here.
Well, and thank you, Ann, for all you're doing. I really connected with you when I was on your intuitive program years back, and this has really called me this time. I just follow my knowing, and I'm where I stand.
That's
perfect.
I don't know where it's leading, but I'm just going step by step.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's
it. That's wise. That's maybe the fifth time you heard it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm going to read some feedback here. We get Colleen, you up for a few more songs?
Yes, I know angels are mentioning to Go ahead. Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to give you some feedback. Some people are writing on the webcast. Hi, Colleen.
Yes, I'd love to hear that.
Just saying you are amazing and such a beautiful light for the world. Thank you for showing up so greatly. Deanna said, wow, thank you so much. What a beautiful song and reading. I felt tingles the entire time. Calling that song made my heart smile. Christmas is my favorite holiday. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Anne. This song is a blessing. Much love and gratitude to you. Okay.
Oh,
yes.
That's
Kibeta,
so awesome.
Thank you very much, Colleen, for the beautiful song and message. It's what I need to hear. I felt it in my heart. Much love and blessing to you both. Everybody that you've read for in the webcast, I could feel their gratitude and love. James and Eric and Robin, thank you for sharing your gift. I feel loved and feel my faith in romantic love restored. This feels wonderful. That's from our wonderful Robin Grace. Okay, just a few more, everybody. What an evening. I'm going to our featured expert, Vita Grohman, right now. Vita?
Well, hello, Vita.
Colleen.
Hey.
Sister.
Hi, Colleen. Vita. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, beautiful soul. I love
it. Oh, it is such.
Oh, you were wonderful. You were just exquisite.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
This is like a mutual admiration society. This is so wonderful to
yes.
hear you. And you know, I feel like I'm at a concert. I feel like I have front row in the concert. It's so beautiful.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. Well, may
heaven
I
on earth. This is heaven on earth.
Heaven on earth.
I always told my musical director that if I couldn't make it here, I'd be intergalactic. Well, it's looking, you know.
Well,
maybe I wasn't that far off.
A true statement from an intuitive, yeah.
Okay, Vita, would you like me to do a general reading for you? Or is there a question?
No, I think a general reading will be just fine for tonight, Colleen. Go for it.
Okay. Let me see what I get. Vita, Vita, Vita. Beautiful soul. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once, unafraid, I can go where life leads me. I'm not alone anymore. For once, I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I've got love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Does that resonate?
It does. It does. It's very wonderfully reflective of my relationship with myself. And,
yes, that's what I got with yourself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
I heard
can
that.
Say that it's.
That's profound.
You heard that?
Vita. Yes, that's beautiful. Thank you, Vita, for sharing that.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Oh, and the card I just picked for you was emerging. There's an angel looking with her hand, and you are just unfolding and emerging and into the world with all your gifts and talents and wisdom. And it is just going to be amazing. You are going to be healing and bringing so much light to people, as you already have within our own group and with the people that you have worked with. But you are just an amazing, amazing gift to the world. So thank you.
Colleen, thank you so much. That just a lot of warmth going through my heart, which is always a signal to me of being on the right track here. And it's been an honor. Absolute honor to be walking this path with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're entirely welcome. Namaste.
Namaste. Blessings.
Thank you, Vita. All
right, you're welcome.
Wonderful. Just a couple more here, Colleen. This is a spectacular. I do feel like I'm a witness. The presence of a live concert with you, and we're going to remind, I just want to remind people, please go and get Colleen's free gift and stay connected with her at intuitivelivingglobalsummit.com/opt-in/Colleen C, and we will we'll post all the speakers' replays and gifts. I really highly suggest you grab all of these gifts while they last, because they're created just for this audience and community, and they're all very special. So please go get Colleen's gift, and we are going right now to North Carolina, caller ending in 2850. Please meet Colleen. What's your first name, please?
Hi, this is Franny. Hi, Colleen. And
hi, Franny.
Hi, Franny. I have to tell you, I've been smiling more and more with every song.
Mm.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, it's a collective. What happens is, you know, that energy, it's, yes, whoever is chosen and asks the question, it's usually a universal healing for all in one way or another. So that's how energy flows. So I'm so glad. Thank you so much, Fran. And thanks for supporting us all here. We really appreciate it.
So I'm just open to whatever comes through.
Okay. Oh, my. I don't know why this song came. Wow.
You go, girl.
And I know you don't live there, but I have no idea why it's them. Okay.
That's why you got to do it anyway.
Okay. I left my heart in San Francisco, high on a hill. It called to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care, my love waits there in San Francisco, above the blue, and when do you see? To my San Francisco, your golden sun will shine for me. Hello, are you still there?
Ow. That was. A tear started falling. I don't know why, but
Tony Bennett came through.
Oh my goodness!
Great. Wow, it just it was very strong that it came through. That's the song I sing. My mother, I guess, when I was born, she used to be playing it a lot because I came out singing it when I was younger. And I joke around a lot, but it's the only song I can sing if I've been drinking, because I usually don't drink when I sing. I've had a couple. I know that sounds strange. Not much in the line for an angel reading, but I thought I'd give you that.
Jesus said, multiply the loaves, and he turned water into wine at the wedding of Cana. So it seems fitting, Colleen.
Uh-huh.
Yes, of course. So how did that feel then? You said were tears.
It feels good. Something familiar. I don't know what.
Something to come up for you. I can feel it. It's like it'll be in the light. When you go, you're dreaming. Pay attention to your dreams tonight, and be gentle with yourself. Be very, very gentle, because something is coming up to clear. So there's a lot of love around you too, a lot of angels. Let me pick a card for you.
Thank you. It's such a privilege. Oh, wow. Archangel Michael. Wow. I just heard cutting cords and to trust the process.
Okay. I feel like I'm in that process right now. So I understand.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That came very clear. Yes. I mean, I heard him. But, yes, and you don't have many cords to cut anymore. You've been cutting a lot of them, I see. So, just do what you're doing and be present and listen, especially in your dream state. I don't know if you dream a lot, but the dreams are very revealing and healing for you. We heal a lot in our dreams.
I do have a lot of dreams and get a lot from those, particularly past life stuff healing.
Terrific. Yeah, I feel that the cords that you're cutting are in past life. I don't believe they're here. I believe they're in a past life. So that song triggered something in your heart somewhere, memory, and that will come up for you and heal brilliantly. It'll just be very soft with yourself and kind and know this is the time to let go of it all and emerge into the beautiful butterfly that you are.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're
entirely
welcome.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, we'll get some feedback on the webcast. Claire says, my very most favorite Elvis song ever. Colleen did such a wonderful job of it, too. Can't help falling in love. Thank you for all the wonderful songs. They really brighten my day. Have loved the whole summit and learned so much. Many thanks, Anne, Jane, and all, for these 8 days.
Oh.
Awesome. Blessings to you all.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and we really have, I have one, a webcast. May says, song, angel reading, what's next to me moving forward. And Rosie, I'm just seeing how you're feeling, Colleen. And please follow up with Colleen. She can give you a personal intuitive message in reading. So please book a session with Colleen. And if we don't get to you tonight, this is, you know, a spot reading, and she can go into so much more for you. So, as with all the speakers. So, let's see. I do have an anonymous call. Let me check in here on the panel here. Hi, hello. You're coming up on Skype. Perhaps you're overseas, but I'm calling on you. I don't have your name or phone number, but if you hear me and you'd like to connect with Colleen, what's your name, please?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Debbie from Lunenburg.
Oh, hi, Debbie.
Oh, hi.
You're coming in as anonymous, but you're no longer anonymous, so wonderful. All right, Colleen. Debbie, do you have a question, or were you open?
I actually do. Yes, I do have a question. I've been divorced for over 20 years, and I was wondering if you see any love in my future?
Well, let me see what comes through. You do have your heart's ready. I can feel it. It is really, it's really ready. Ooh.
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. Oh my goodness, that's what came through for me. It's just part of the song. And I know sometimes it's not a full song, it's even more profound. That means that what I'm hearing is that he's coming in. He's coming in. He's very, very close. And just don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And you'll know. You'll know. Your heart will know. It's gone through so much that if you can just trust your heart, everything is going to just be beautiful and everything you've ever wanted. I'm in tears. It's just beautiful.
And I picked a card for you, and it has healing. And this card goes hand in hand. There's some angel wings in the background, and there's a woman that has another, looks like her daughter, and just in her lap and just caressing her hair. But I see the angel in the background, and just knowing that you're being guided and you're protected and your work has been done. And now is the time for you to move forward. And just do what you're doing right now, and he will show up.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Debbie.
Oh, you're entirely welcome. Thank you. You just touched my heart so much.
That
oh.
just hit me in the heart. Thank you so much. I needed that.
Oh, bless your heart. You're
yes.
a beautiful soul, and there's a wonderful man out there for you who will appreciate and cherish you for who you are. Just be who you are. Just shine. Bless
thank
you.
Thank you. You were
thank
such
you,
a gift
Debbie.
And blessing.
Oh, thank you so much. So are you. It was a privilege.
Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. Colleen, if you could honor us with the presence of two more songs. I've got two more people. I can't get to everybody tonight. Please stay in touch with Colleen and get her free gift, and she will be of divine service. Ryan says hello. Ryan is the only man in all of my authors in five books that have stepped forward to share his story. So hi, Ryan. Hello. He says hello.
Hi, Ryan.
We're gonna give, if it's okay. Would you like to give a? I know, Brian, you didn't say I'd like a reading, but I hope it's okay since you're here. Hello. And I scrolled down, I'm like, oh, Ryan's here. So would you please give a song to Ryan, please? Our one man in 60 authors that I have. I just say hi, Ryan. Back. Please sing for Ryan.
Please sing for Ryan. Oh, it would be an honor and a joy. Oh, my. Okay. Joy to the world, all the boys and girls. Joy to the fishers and the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me, everybody. Joy to the world, all the boys and girls. Joy to the fishers and the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me.
That's
what I got.
Perfect, Ryan. I love it. Ryan's on the webcast, but
I'm feeling so much
pull a card for Ryan.
I could just feel his presence. What a wonderful presence he has. Nice. Oh, wow. Whew.
Yeah, he's sharing
nice.
His story in book four. I'm publishing it right now. I'm working on the manuscript. We're in editing mode. So Ryan Cogburn will be sharing his story in the Inner Circle Chronicles before.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, yep, he's part of the series. So
oh, and let me, I picked an angel card for him, and there's miracles. It's a miracle card. So miracles are in your life, and there are more. Just infinite miracles are unfolding for you. So many blessings, many, many blessings, and thank you. That was a real joy.
Awesome. All right. And like I said, like scrolling down here, and thank you all for being here. I did see one here, Gloria from Calgary. Love a divine message reading. So grateful in advance. Thanks, ladies. Appreciate lots. Praying I receive this gift today. So with this will be our last song reading with Colleen this evening. But again, please follow up with her. So she's praying for this
okay.
gift today, and Colleen, you're an answered prayer. So on the
oh,
webcast,
thank you,
Gloria in Calgary.
Oh, and this has come through before, but it's very profound for her. This is very fitting, too. I don't know if this was the first one I did, but it's coming. Oh, my gosh, I have tears in my eyes. Okay. Which is a blessing. May the Lord, mighty God, bless and keep you forever.
bless your every endeavor. Lift up your eyes and see God's face and his grace forever. May the Lord mighty God bless and keep you forevermore.
And when I was singing that, I picked a card and it said answered prayer. I don't think there needs any explanation on that one. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Colleen, for being here. And we've gone past 2 hours, and I can't thank you all enough for being here. So thank you very much, Colleen.
Thank you, Annette, with all my heart, and everyone who is present and will listen to this replay. It's just been a tremendous pleasure and honor. Namaste.
Yes, and this whole entire days, 8 days that we've been together, many of you have I've had the privilege of connecting with you, and with all of my heart, thanking you with great gratitude for your presence and your participation, whether you are listening to the recording and live with us and asking questions and receiving readings, or listening and being a part of this. This has been life-changing for me and my journey, and I want to thank you from my heart to yours. This is the first global summit that I have hosted. I have participated in many, and so thankful that I've been able to connect with people globally in the past 4 years that I have been a featured speaker expert myself. And so to conclude this great series with these great souls, and all of you are great souls, we're all connecting together. Heaven on earth is here now, and much love and many blessings, and please check out the replay page. Receive the gifts that these speakers have put together from their heart. It's a limited time that's specific for this event, and that'll go up by tomorrow, and you'll have all the replays, re-listen to the energy, receive all of the gifts for all of the speakers, and again, thank you so much for being here. And let me get Jane Lorenz online. Anything you want to say, Jane? This has been a phenomenal event, and I'm just going to mute everybody. But Jane Lorenz, would you like to say a few words? She's been my co-teacher in the six-month program, teaching and training these women, and it's been an outstanding experience for me, as well as working with Jane, too. So thank you, Jane.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Anne, for the opportunity. And I'm just – I don't have the words to express what an honor it's been for me to be a witness of this amazing journey that all these women have been on. And I will treasure it always. And I'm just so much better as a person in general for this time that we've spent together, and for you all just so generously sharing not only your gifts, but your heart. And I just wish you all so many blessings. And to the listeners, again, we wouldn't be able to do this without your support. So thank you all so much. Many blessings to everyone. Thank you.
Yes. I've unmuted the lines. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you very much.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you with all my heart.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love.